The Australian share market is rebounding as we head towards lunch on Friday after suffering its first loss of the week yesterday. We've seen the ASX 200 receive a bit of a mixed lead from Wall Street. It was a quiet session in the Northern Hemisphere with US earnings season certainly coming up. What we have seen today is the ASX 200 up close to 40 points to around 6,238. So what's really helped move the markets today, the financials have certainly been the biggest driver of gains. The big four banks or higher, CBA leading the way there, up close to 1.8%. We've also seen, despite that, Bank of Queensland falling around 1.5%. This follows its half-year results out yesterday, disappointing the market. Fell close to 5% after the release of those results. We have seen most other sectors lifting today. However, a couple of sectors to fall have been the materials. Base metal prices are generally a little bit weaker overnight, but it was the gold miners that have been underperforming so far today. We've seen the likes of Evolution down close to 4%, Saracen Minerals down around 3.5%, a gold price a little bit weaker on US dollar strength, and healthcare stocks also falling back on the back of some declines in CSL and Cochlear, some of the larger healthcare stocks listed on our market here. Has been a busy morning as well for takeover activity. We've heard intellectual property groups, Zenith IP has now accepted IPH, IP Holdings, updated offer of around $2.15 a share. The board has backed that particular offer and isn't looking to expect a counter offer from Quantum Group, which was looking to merge with Zenith before this. Navitas has also come out and announced it has received FIRB, the Foreign Investment Review Board, approval for its takeover, around $2.1 billion takeover by a private equity group led by BGH. Navitas shares a touch weaker on the back of that news. iSelect also a little bit weaker after receiving legal proceedings as the ACCC looks to take iSelect to federal court. The Aussie dollar has also been a little bit weaker. It's travelling around 71.2 US cents.